I'm Jim Scott, and we're talking with Angie from the Heartland Cooperative Services with Answers from the Heartland from Heartland Co-op in Dorchester. The big topic at this time of year, Angie, is calves and how they can struggle this time of year. Why do we see calves struggle at this time of year?
Well, you know, with winter dragging on as it has, this any year is bad, but this year in particular, cows are just dealing with so much with the cold stress and frozen waters out there and frozen manure and enough stress really to drag them down. So all these things lead to issues with the cows, but also possible future issues in the calves as well.
Now, you get to see a lot of cows and calves. What kind of issues are you seeing in the calves themselves?
Well, you know, some of these calves may be born a little smaller than normal, a little less body fat, you know, with the cows being stressed. All these things make it harder for them to maintain their core body temperature when it's been so cold. So even with calf jackets and deep bedding, these calves struggle to eat enough calories to maintain their body weight, let alone try to gain. So too often we're seeing these calves not growing, frozen ears, frozen feet, things like that.
Now, I know how important it is to have plenty of body fat, but when the calves aren't gaining weight like they should, how does that affect them?
Well, specifically when they're very young, if they don't gain weight, they become energy and protein deficient. So this leads to a compromised immune system. In layman terms, that would mean calves are now set up to pick up any little bug that might be on the farm. Potentially, they may become very sick. Once they get sick once with scours or something, pneumonia or some other opportunistic bug may come in. You know, all of a sudden you have a chronic sickly calf.
Now, do you have a good tip of the day for us?
Well, we need to watch these calves close. We need to watch, make sure they're eating, make sure that they don't have any sluggish behavior. Catching them quick is really critical for recovery. So watch that. Make sure the vaccines are up to date. Boost the immune system if necessary. Electrolytes obviously help. Make sure that they're drinking. And just, we know these calves are going to be weaker than normal. So we need to really be on top of our game. Watch for suspicious behavior. It's not going to change overnight. These cows have been through the mill. So we know that, even in the next couple weeks, you know, and when the temps improve, we still may see issues with these young calves.
Now, people listening and hearing all this information, is there a website they can go to learn more about how to make sure their calves do all right?
Yep, they can go to heartlandcooperativeservices.com. That's the website, and we have tips and articles on there. They can also contact me as well if they'd like to ask me some questions, too.
And if you would like to contact Angie and ask her a question, you can just give her a call at 1-715-654-5134. She's Angie Metcalf, and this has been Answers from the Heartland from the Heartland Co-op in Dorchester.